we don't. Longer. And so. Or revisiting it and going back.
Five, it would fail.
Majority of the membership, of the complete membership, passing legislation.
Yes.
Members, I'm calling this back into order. The amendment does pass. We're now on the next amendment for ONCR 2507. Page 1, line 33, insert the following. The Osage Nation has witnessed numerous actions negatively impacting tribal self-governments and our fundamental belief in a prosperous, abundant, and secure future of this, for the citizens of the Osage Nation. Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, I believe that one's already been voted on.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. I only have 12 of them up here, so we'll just, I'll try to keep them in order. The next one. Page 1, line 33, insert the following. The federal government, by communication through the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has stated their intent to close 25 Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, offices throughout the United States. While four of these offices are in Oklahoma, the expertise at each of these offices impacts the services provided to the Osage citizens throughout the United States. Is there any discussion regarding this amendment? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just a piece of information I had from talking to a Minerals Council member the day before yesterday, or yesterday maybe, is that they realize that things are going crazy, but they want to talk about what's happening at our agency. So putting that in there, to me, it puts it out there. I agree with the statement, but I'm trying to keep the resolution narrow so it can be utilized for a function, and I'm not going to support this amendment.
Any other discussion? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Amendment fails. We're now on amendment number 3. Page 2, line 59, insert the following paragraphs. Paragraph, the Interior Department of the United States has dismissed approximately 2,300 employees. The relationship between the Department of Interior and the Osage Nation relies not only on a stable workforce in Pahos, Oklahoma, but a reliable workforce in Washington, D.C. Is there any discussion on this amendment? Clerk, roll call, please.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Amendment fails. We are now on an amendment, an additional amendment to ONCR 2507, page 2, line 59. Insert the following. As part of the reduction in force taking place at the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Indian Affairs lost 118 employees, and the Bureau of Indian Education within the Department of Interior lost 40 employees as of February 14, 2025, as part of a large-scale layoff. Is there any discussion? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. The amendment fails. The next amendment, page 2, line 65, insert the following paragraph. The federal government has threatened to close the United States Department of Education, a department that houses the Office of Indian Education. Grants and federal funding from this office are utilized to serve Osage students nationwide. Threats such as these provide uncertainty to our students and unnecessarily jeopardize their academic career. Members, any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
I can yield.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Potts, and thank you, Madam Speaker. The reason I feel like I need to speak out on this one is because I personally have, and I'm going to vote no for this because of my prior comments, but this personally, this particular amendment could inevitably, it personally affects, could possibly affect my pocketbook with a child who has scholarships through federal grants, or through federal scholarships, and then has a scholarship through the college that she's in because of diversity. And because it's the Department of Education, she's received emails that she may lose scholarships based on the executive orders that are coming and trickling down out of the Trump administration. But I still have to stand, make a decision. And this is what makes our job emotional when it specifically affects someone. And that's about as close as you can get as with my daughter. So it's hard for me to vote no on this, for the overarching picture of the unity that we need. And it's going to be a great lesson for me to have a discussion with my daughter on why my decision is this way today, which may hurt her feelings. But I wasn't put here just for her. I was asked to be elected I ask to be elected by everybody. And I know it's going to affect other people in our body who have children in school that are dealing possibly with the same thing. So no disrespect, Mr. Potts, seriously. Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And no disrespect taken, Congressman Levin. I get it. But your daughter is the future of this nation. My daughters are the future of this nation. All of our children, grandchildren, are the future of this nation. That's what this government is supposed to be speaking about. Not just, in this case, many of our elders who happen to be shareholders. The actions of this administration in D.C. are affecting every one of us. That's why I have been fervent from the beginning that we should not speak until we are ready to speak on it all and address every threat coming from Washington, D.C., which is why I've made these amendments. To explain to the public, the last three amendments have failed despite having received a majority of the votes of this body on the amendment. That is because of the threshold that we've set that I agree with. I'm not saying anything else otherwise. I agree that it should be taking seven votes, which is a majority of this body, to put legislation through. But please catch the gravity of what I'm about to say. Madam Speaker, my intention is to withdraw Amendment 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Because I cannot in my conscience, fathom a situation in which this nation, this body of elected representatives, would not support an amendment to go for the Department of Education. I can't fathom us not taking a position to protect our wildland firefighters. I can't fathom a position in which we don't stand up for our employees up on the Hill that need guidance from every agency. There's an amendment in here that speaks to the threatening of or the preservation of our language. I was at the Tribal Nations Summit with the previous administration, albeit, but one of their highlighted items was the preservation of native languages moving forward for the next 4 years. English is the official language, flies in the face of that one. But here we are in a position based on positions that have been negotiated to where this body, even voting in the affirmative, members of the body, can't support a resolution protecting our language. I don't want to put us in that position. And I said it from the beginning. I do not want to send out a resolution where that's the appearance of our position. But that's where we're at. Madam Speaker, without objection, I would like to withdraw Amendment 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Congressman Potts, we're still in discussion for the Fourth Amendment, and no, we're not. We did vote on it. Okay. Right there. Thank you. Congressman Bighorse also asked to speak. Congressman Bighorse, go ahead and speak, and then Congressman Potts, I'll give you the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just wanted to say during our conversations this morning, the author of this piece of legislation expressed concern about so many amendments, and executive also is concerned, and I understand what Congressman Potts is trying to do, and I agree with it, but I also agree that it should be a different resolution. So that's why I have been voting no, and I will continue. Thank you, ma'am.
Without objection, we will now vote on the 10th Amendment. The amendment reads, page 2, line 72, insert the following new paragraph. The Osage Nation recognizes that this federal administration is only 6 weeks into its term of office, and there are likely going to be other detrimental initiatives that will require response of us as the elected officials of the Osage people. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is open-ended and speaks exactly to what I've been saying. This final whereas clause would recognize that the administration's only been here for 6 weeks and that we're going to have more to say. I hope that those who have said we're ready to say more will say more in another resolution will support adding this to this resolution that says we're going to say more. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm going to vote yes for this amendment because I believe that is true. And I think the truth of that is it doesn't change the substance of what we're talking about of our Osage agency. It makes a statement of the nation that we believe that we're probably going to have to talk more about this. And that our resolution discusses the lack and condemns them not for doing tribal consultation. So I believe that this is germane to what we're trying to do, and I will vote yes for this amendment.
Would any other members like to speak on this amendment? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Amendment passes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Is there one more?
We do have one more amendment that needs to be voted on. This is again on ONCR 2507, page 2, line 86. Strike, close the BIA office agency and insert to cause uncertainty with the threat of closure of the BIA Osage agency. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree that we needed to change that language a little bit. I think that it's really getting technical, but I believe that when our agencies are slated for not to renew the leases, you can jump to the conclusion that that means close. So I took the word close the agency and put the threat of closure. So it's just a technicality. And I took the suggestion of Congresswoman Redcorn to do that. So I support this amendment. Thank you.
Any other members? Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes, amendment passes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCR 25-07 to third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of engrossment, and we have everything except for this. It's to the call of the speaker, but I'm thinking we need at least an hour, if not more, and then there's lunch. So, I mean, I'll give you a heads up, though.
Yeah. We're thinking
second.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in, Congressman Potts.
I have a point of order, I guess, actually. Have we moved? Have we done what we need to do with 2539 and 2540? Okay. Okay, I'm just double checking. I didn't take that note on my paper, so thank you.
All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are in recess. Thank you.